I'm sorry, Watson, I cannot permit it.
With these few words, Sherlock Holmes forbade me from publishing the details surrounding the grotesque tragedy of Ham Common within the lifetime of any of the participants. This, despite the fact, while not the greatest example of his mental dexterity, it was perhaps the game played for the highest stakes in his career up to that point. But even the opportunity to relate to the public the facts concerning the rematch against one of his deadliest adversaries did not serve as any inducement. For Holmes felt that any record of the matter could only blacken the reputation of one whom he held in highest regard. And so I add this account to my increasingly cramped dispatch box, hoping that the story can one day be told. Owing to some lapse in my note-taking at the time, I am uncertain now as to the precise date, say that it was a Tuesday, late in the year 1899.
As a rule, Watson, I am used to being consulted in these rooms.
Holmes examined the only item of correspondence that arrived that morning.
This, I fancy, is a unique request. One can only hope that it is not the beginning of a trend.
What does it say, Holmes?
The sender, who does not give his name, wishes to meet us in the steam room of the Olympia Baths. Ordinarily, I would refuse such an extraordinary request out of hand, but the London criminal has been such a dull dog of late.
Well, listening can do no harm. In truth, the idea of a Turkish bath appealed to me very much at that moment, for I'd been feeling rheumatic and old for some days.
Your enthusiasm for this foreign luxury does you no credit, Watson. Curious that a potential client should be so reluctant to advertise.
What can be his purpose, do you think?
I cannot make bricks without clay, Doctor. We shan't know until we find ourselves at the Olympia.
Holmes demanded consistency in his professional dealings, but his opinions on certain matters were apt to change from moment to moment. So it was.